بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشرف بلاوي الشيخ عارف بالله رمي وقت الشاهي محمد اقتصر نبر الله مرقده رحمة الله واسعة. Title is سكون دل. The contentment of the heart, peace of heart. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدون حکم خدا سائنس داں پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر پترول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پترول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, گناہوں میں سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ کو رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very great and very informative share, ashar of our share, sukoon dil, the peace of the contentment of heart, peace of mind and contentment of heart, which the whole world is looking for. All what the people of the world working from morning to night, working in different factories, industries, shops, whatever, it is to find peace of mind. But the direction is wrong. The more they are looking, the more they are being deprived of sukoon e dil. If they look in the right direction, very quickly they will find it. But we're looking for it in the wrong place and we can't find it. And the worst is, today people are looking for it in gunas, where it is impossible to be, we are looking for it there. Look for it where it is and you'll find it very quickly. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, if I should not have found the medicine of the heart from Allah wala, that is where you'll get the medicine of the heart, from Allah wala. It isn't in any other medicine or any other chemist or hospital. The medicine of the heart is by Allah wala. So other says, if I should not have found it there, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata, it would have been very, very difficult for me to control my rebellious nafs. Nafs is rebellious, very rebellious. We have to learn how to control this nafs. If your horse becomes rebellious, if your dog becomes rebellious, if your wife becomes rebellious, if your car is out of control, something happened, tire burst, whatever, you hit something and there you went, your car went out of control. You fell a bit asleep and your car went out of control. Now you'll find it has become so rebellious. You turn it this way, it goes that way. You try and press brakes, it skids and it shoots away in another way. So like that, nafs is worse than that also. So and the control of the nafs, that medicine is only by Allah wa'ala. So the sukoon adil which we are looking for, this is where we'll find it. Also, when your nafs is out of control, so you're committing gunas, so where rahmat is going to come from Allah ta'ala. Now Allah's azab is going to come. Now whatever we suffer, it's only Allah's rahmat that a person is still living and carrying on. And Allah has promised that He is going to provide for us, look after us. So in spite of our people's kufr and shirk, in spite of our great, great gunas, Allah is still... Now we are being deceived by that. We don't see the clemency of Allah, the mercy of Allah, and we're still carrying on with our guna. So the minute there is disobedience of Allah, Allah's la'anat comes down on that person. And if Allah's mercy is upon guna, then Allah's some punishment comes by which a person takes a lesson. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has explained this very beautifully. Allah's punishment are of two types. One is a light punishment. You did something wrong, you became blind, you became paralyzed. That's a light punishment. You take a lesson from there. You came in financial problems. You turn to dua. That is if Allah loves you. And you start with tahajjud now, that you got problem has come. And a heavy punishment of Allah when you are doing wrong, Allah increases you in your wealth, increases you in your health. Then you think Allah is happy with me. And you carry on and you don't think of tawbah also. You don't think of turning to Allah Ta'ala. And you make worse gunas. And then the final time comes that Allah takes you suddenly at the time of maut without tawbah. Now you're going to severe punishment all the time. The example of this is in the Quran Sharif that فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِ Allah says when the people turn the deaf ear, a blind eye of what we were reminding them. We gave them very much reminders, but they didn't pay heed. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ We opened the doors of everything on them. Now their health, they didn't have, they were ill. Now good, strong health. Money, they didn't have more money now. Everything. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا Until now they become arrogant that we have got this, we are like this, etc. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً What we gave them, they became proud, not of their own things, what we gave them, we took them suddenly. An example of this is, like there is a mouse, rat, troubling in the house, eating this, eating that. So now the housewife goes and buy fresh cheddar cheese, or fresh ghee roti. And where the mouse comes out from its hole, she puts it right there on a trap. So the mouse thinks that these people are very happy with me. Like a person committing guna and Allah gives him more of what he wants. Fresh ghee roti, hot and nice cheese, fresh cheese, and right at your doorstep. So you think Allah is very happy. So when it goes and eat that, suddenly the trap comes and executes him one time. And he's caught and he's finished forever. Or in another trap, in a box cage, he's trapped inside. Now the housewife leaves him to the cat. The cat will play with him. The cat is playing. But what that rat and mouse is going through? Because it knows my mort is in front. Like that Allah brings conditions then. That you will see that you are suffering. You don't know what hit you. Like if a dragon, a crocodile has to be playing with you. The crocodile is playing with you. The lion is playing with you. But what's happening to you? That this is going to eat me. But when it eats me, it's at least it will be finished. But how it's now handling me. Yeah, in Mozambique, Tete, one place, the Zambezi River runs there. Some local people were swimming. A crocodile came and grabbed one of them. This happened many years ago. We didn't see it. They told us. Then there isn't all any facilities. The people didn't know what to do. No boats, speed boats or anything. No security system in place. One person, our local Indian brother, he was concerned. He managed to get a private company with a speed boat. But it was already too late. That crocodile went in the middle of the river, stood up and showed that person in his mouth to everyone. And then went down and gone with that person. So if you have to face something like that, if you're still alive in the crocodile's mouth, and the other people are seeing worse than this is the time of mort. So when Allah gives you ni'mat and you are in the disobedience of Allah, Allah will, if Allah doesn't like you, if He likes you, you will make tawbah immediately. He'll give you tawfi. But if you are not maqbool, not accepted by Allah, then Allah will leave you. You'll carry on. More wealth, more enjoyment, more comfort, more luxury, more disobedience of Allah. And you don't think of turning to Allah. And then when Allah catches you, He catches you very severely and very hardly. And the sukoon-e-dil, it is kept in our deen. But where we are looking for it? In dunya. We are looking for it in more money. We are looking for it in more cars, in more luxurious cars. It's not kept there. The simple example of the person who lost his gold coin in a tin shanty and is looking for it on the street there. Somebody asked him why? Because the street light is bright. So whether we go and look for it in nightclubs, we go and look for it in resorts, we go and look for it in Western lifestyle, in their dressing, in their education, in their universities, it's not kept there. How can you find it? It's kept in the tent. You lost it in your tent. Go and look for it there. So we have what our نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. With this nation, the fuel of this nation which makes it rise is practicing on Islam. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. When we look for this honor and respect and comfort and peace of mind and contentment of heart in anything besides Islam. Today we are looking for it in money, we are looking for it in big degrees, in big houses, that makes me valuable, lot of cars and all these things here. You look for it there, azallan Allah. Allah will humiliate and disgrace us. Therefore, today though we have so much, the most of the most countries that are ruled, so to say, by a religion, are Islamic countries. About 30 countries, their constitution claims that they are Muslim countries. But though in practice, hardly anywhere Islam is practiced. No, Christianity, not one country. Only the Vatican, which is not a country on its own. Hinduism, only Nepal, not even India, that is said to be ruled by their religion. Otherwise, hardly any, no other religion. Only Islam has still got 30 countries. The black gold, Allah has put it mostly predominantly in Muslim lands. But in spite of that, the Muslims are regarded like mosquitoes. And that we are regarded that until they don't kill the last Muslim, there can't be peace on the earth. This is how we are regarded. Why? Because we gave up our deen. And we are looking for it where it isn't kept. So this, our sukoon-e-dil is in deen. And deen is from people who have got deen. And that is who we call Allah Wala. If we will go to them seriously to take medicine from there, going to a famous doctor, a very good famous doctor, and like many people, got friends with a doctor, they go and sit and chat with the doctor, 1-2 hours they spend, days they spend with the doctor, but they're not taking treatment from the doctor. So if we just go and sit with the doctor and we just pass our time there, but we're not taking the treatment, it's not going to help us. We have to take the treatment. Then it will help us. So we have to realize that our peace of mind, contentment of heart is in nothing of dunya. And the dunya, as it is mentioned in the hadith, is not even the wing of a mosquito. Not a full wing, not even part of a wing. And a mosquito hasn't got 2 wings, 6 wings. So it's not even, and nobody likes a mosquito and will breed mosquitoes and keep mosquitoes, put the mosquitoes in a mosquito net and sleep with them the whole night. That I like the company. You kill the mosquitoes. So that what you hate and kill, this dunya is not even one part of it, not a billionth of it, of that whole mosquito. What is one wing and a part of a wing? What is this whole dunya? But we looking for our peace of mind in there. How it's not kept there. One time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed with the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and in this safar and majlis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught deen to the Sahaba. So they passed by where all the rubbish of the town is gathered. Like everywhere, they collect all the rubbish, they go and dump it in one place. So they were passing there. And there was a kid, the baby of a goat, that was dead, body was blown up, it's going to burst, and also it was full of faults. It wasn't like a goat, a nice, beautiful, well-formed goat. That is different. This was, it was a goat that had no value and dead also, going to blow up any time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who will buy this goat for one dirham? For one rand, who will buy it? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, for free also we won't take it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as you look down on this goat, it has got no value. The dunya has even got less value, no value in the eye. But today this is what we cherish. Our position, our name is by dunya. So sukoon e dil is not in those things. Sukoon e dil is what Allah wa Allah have got. The deen of Allah. Until you don't go there and take that medicine, not only collect it or talk or hear about it, but you take the medicine, then inshallah you will find that sukoon e dil. Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi. When a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala, sarkashi. And now he looks for dunya. In dunya is khudkushi, suicide. And we see the World Health Organization, their findings are that the most of suicides in the world are in developed countries. First world countries, rich countries. Most suicides are with the rich people. The poor people, you hardly hear of a suicide. And in the rich people also, those people who are in top positions, government positions, the millionaires, they are the ones who commit suicide more than what the ordinary person commits suicide. And the most of the people who need depression is also a sickness which is most in the developed countries. More rich people suffer from depression. Poor people sleep anywhere, anytime. They get a peaceful sleep. But rich people, insomnia all the time. And depression all the time. Then these are the people who land up in mad hospitals. And finally, they commit suicide also. And how many of them kill how many other people then commit suicide? And this is a common thing which is in newspapers, in news all the time. So this year is in dunya. And in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, there is peace of mind. There is contentment of heart. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aise suna jata. From Allah wala, you never hear they committed suicide. The more a person becomes Allah wala sincerely, truly, the more he finds peace of mind, contentment of heart. There is no question of suicide. But the people who have more money, who have got more position, more name, all these type of people, and daily it's an occurrence where they commit suicide. Sukoon e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. Where you find this sukoon e dil? It isn't in dunya, it isn't in mining, it isn't in big factories, in big shops. Sukoon e dil comes from Allah Ta'ala. Huwa alladhi anzala sakinata. And where does Allah land the sakina when it comes down? Fi qulubil mu'mineen. The mu'mineen, a kamileen, they get the full hissa, full share of that iman. لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. And this, the present iman which they got, and it's only iman that can give you peace of mind, contentment of heart. When the British were ruling India, and Allah reward our ulama, the ulama of Deoband, they fought the British. And they managed finally to get rid of the British. So in one battle, they caught hold of one alim, who knew the strategy of the Muslims. And together with him, they caught his young son also, round about 10, 12 years old, whatever. And he was with his father. He also knew the secrets of the Muslims, what their plans were, what their strategies were. So they first bribed him. That didn't work. They tortured him. That didn't work. Then he told them, only one way I can give you my secrets. That the son of mine, if you kill him, and in front of my eyes. Because if I give you the secrets and you let him go, he'll go and tell everyone my father gave the secrets away, and it will be a very bad, my name will be spoiled very badly, that I sold the Muslims, I sold Islam, and I gave away the secrets. They fell for his strategy, which he had. They killed the boy in front of him. Then they asked him, so he said, now you can forget. Not one word, not one letter you will get out of me. I feared now that you people will torture my son. He's a young boy. He won't be able to take the torture. He knows also our secrets. He'll speak about them. Now you can forget. So the officer who was in charge asked him, what made you do this? Your own son you had killed in front of your eyes. What made you? He said, Iman. He asked, what is Iman? And he kept on repeating, Iman, Iman, Iman. What is this? He went mad. They had to send him back to England. He couldn't stay there. He went mad. This is the power of Iman. So this is that power that Allah has given us. But we haven't explored it. We haven't got the reality of it. And we are discarding this Iman, and we're looking for it in the Western way of life. We are looking in a non-Islamic way of life. We're looking at universities, at colleges, big businesses, their lifestyle, their dressing, which is so stupid, where you buy a worn-out jeans and patch jeans torn, you pay more money for it. And the jeans, first of all, tight clothing. It is so unhealthy. And then how stupid they have made us that you pay more for than what this, just because of a brand name. Just because of the tag, then you people, Muslim people, good people. The woman today, pious woman, they burqas, certain type of burqa, that is now valuable. And they see the success. These are all that burqa is 100. The West have clearly said, whenever we want any trend to go in the Muslim nation, in the Muslim world, we start that in Makkah Sharif, which in the shops and markets of Makkah, and in the shops and markets of Cairo. From there, it goes in the whole world. Then it can be this, well, all fashionable things, the scuffling kurtas and all that. Whatever it is, they start it off there and it goes in the world. And we fall for it. And yet we're thinking we are pious in that. Today, our piety is not in Islam, in what I like, and I want that Islam to fit in my way of life. If the shoes are not fitting you, then you chop your toes so that the shoes can fit. This is what we are doing. Chopping and trimming Islam to suit us. We don't want to fit into Islam. We want Islam to suit us. And we want to pull Islam from the 1400 years back by the noose and pull it into the modern world. This is what all the people today who are great accomplished people, they're making Islam fit into the Western world, fit into the modern world. That what Islam? That is your own version of Islam. And that is the height of stupidity, where you're chopping your toes to fit the shoes. No, we must fit into Islam. So there we will find that peace of mind. And in that label of Islam, I'm pious, I'm getting up for tahajjud also, I keep my nafil rozas also, but I dress like the people of the Western, I cherish their way of life, their education, their way of life. That the title means nothing. If on the road, on the pavement, you put up 4 bamboo sticks and you put some grass on top and you put it there, Hotel Paradise. That it doesn't make it Hotel Paradise. So you can fool yourself that I'm a good Muslim. But which Islam have you got? That Islam is accepted to Allah, which Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Badun hukme khuda, science da, phir kaise pa jata? All the people of the world, the scientists, the philosophers, the politicians, the business people, they also want sukoon edir. But without Allah's command, where can they find it? Sukoon, and they're looking for it in the wrong place. As Hazrat says in front, agar petrol ke maanid hota ye sukoon edil, The sukoon deal, first of all, it comes from the arsh of Allah. Allah sends it down. It's not here in the world, and we're looking for it here. Where it isn't, we are looking for it. If it was like petrol, oil, you dig into the ground, you find oil, you find gas, you find diamonds, you find gold. If it was like that, zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Then even the non-Muslims with all the scientific science and technology, they should have dug down on the earth and take out peace of mind from there. Contentment of heart. But it's not here. And we are all looking for it here. Whereas it is in deen. Buto ki ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. In the love of these idols, this painted dollies of the street, that is generally, but everything besides Allah, whether you have made your shop your idol, whether you have made your degrees and your career your idols, your profession your idol, everything besides Allah Ta'ala, in these things, it has made all people, the lovers of these things, all became mad. Which Maulana Asadullah Sahab of Saharanpur, Rahmatullah Ali, explained so beautiful. Ishq buta mein, in the love of this idols, whether it is the idols of the painted dollies of the streets, naked, filthy woman, or whether it is your shop, your career, your profession, anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. In these things besides Allah, la ilaha, everything which is in la ilaha, ghairullah, in there you are thinking you'll get comfort, peace of mind, enjoyment. I have a big house, I have a nice motor car, and you think in these things that there is enjoyment? Ishq buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat, dozakh mein dhoondte ho tum jannat ki khabgah. Are you looking in Jahannam for the enjoyable gardens of Jannat? How can you find in Jahannam the enjoyable gardens of Jannat? So the gunas, which are all linked with Jahannam, in that gunas, which leads you to Jahannam. So you looking for enjoyment in gunas, in this filthy woman, in big, big shops. Islam hasn't made it haram, but when you make it your object, and you don't look at halal and haram, and this is now your life, and you have made that if I have money, I've got position. If I got money, then I've got power. Money is power. All these things besides Allah. Power is only Allah's. But we say money talks. Money has got power. Connections have got who I got contacts with. All these things have got power. Then when you do that, then you are looking, that leads you to Jahannam. You're looking for peace of mind. And you are going on the road that goes to Jahannam. How can you find it there? Peace of mind is in Jannah. You look for the things in your simple namaz, in your poverty, in your du'as, in your dabas, your zikr, that takes you to Jannah. And that is where you'll find peace of mind. But when we have become so ill that our taste buds are not working also. In zamzam, no enjoyment. Cold drink, lot of enjoyment. In simple food, house food, no enjoyment. You eat out, you go to restaurants, now you feel you have done something. You have achieved something. When you dress like a proper Muslim, that's no enjoyment. When you dress as a Muslim, like with the long Arab kurta, etc., now you feel dressy. And you put some cuff links also on. And you got the collar with the buttons here also. Now you feel you have dressed up. When we are looking for it in the things and we enjoyment, our taste buds are also gone. A person who becomes very sick, you give him samosa, he don't want to look at it also. Fever 107, 108 degrees, very high fever. He doesn't enjoy biryani. He doesn't like the smell of biryani. He's a sick person. But when he gets well, middle of the night, he'll go and look for the samosas in the fridge. He'll get up himself. He'll go and look for all where the roasted things, where a healthy person. He'll look for all this all the time. So unfortunately, we are spiritually so ill that we don't even get the enjoyment. Our halal wives are not enjoyable. A haram woman, there is enjoyment. In halal things, we don't find any enjoyment. We find enjoyment in haram things. So that is how sick we have become. So how much of treatment don't we need? Gunao se sukoon paata, to kyu pagal kaha jata? If there was enjoyment in guna, then why were these people who commit so much guna, why are they called mad people? Why are they so much in the mad hospitals? Why are they, a person goes comes to South Africa, has his wife killed. Why? For the insurance. What was that? All in this haram. And now what is the final recourse? He's a psychiatric case. He's a mental case. And finally what happens? He's put in jail. How many? Not one, two cases. Daily cases. All this. But unfortunately, we read the news, we hear the news, but we don't take a lesson. We also going in that same direction. And we think we know our limits. That we will remain in deen, but we know our limits. It's not like that. You come into deen, sukuna dil ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the full fi dhikrillah, in the full remembrance of Allah. All the you commit yourself totally to Islam. That is when you find sukuna dil. There's half. A fish that is half out of water has got no peace. Not half peace. It has got no peace. Only when it's full in water. And the minute a fish senses danger, it goes in deep water. That is where it finds its peace. So deen also, we also half. When we come Khanka, we go Jamaat, Umrah. Very good Muslims. And when we in the other environment, that is why company is so important. When we have this company, it makes sense to us what is being spoken. But when we in the other company, we haven't got answers. People are bombarding us with things. Now we're in a different environment. We even haven't got answers. Forget we influencing them. So company is very, very important. Otherwise, a person also starts thinking in the wrong direction. Bacho ghande amal se, amrado se dur ho jao. Just imagine how the Quran Sharif all the time, and our mashayikh all the time, stay away from young, handsome boys, etc. In other words, stay away from the guna of homosexuality. And just imagine today, which is called an enlightened age, and a technology and scientific age, and nothing short in this age, but it is darkness, total darkness, where gay marriages are legalized. And anyone who speaks against it, he is the most stupid person, and he's the most backward person. And this is the in thing. Gay marriages, parliament, they allow it. Marches take place for it. And this is, what is this? All this homosexuality. And worse than that, lesbians. Men still have that urge and that desire. But the woman also, this is now how stupid world has become. But unfortunately, we still regard the West as very advanced. People who are going headlong into Jahannam, who are in total darkness, we regard them as people, and we still want their education, we want their lifestyle, we want their way of life, and we are forgetting dunya is temporary. Life is, real life is of akhirat. Dunya is not dunya. Allah said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ. Play and time pass. إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is just a box of total deception. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life, life of enjoyment, solid life, is forever, is the akhirat's life. Even if you have the woman that you really wanted to have, and you're really enjoying with her, for how long is the enjoyment? The real enjoyment hardly lasts a few seconds. That is all. Whereas in Jannat, where can all the beauty of the woman of this world, whether it is Zulaikha of Yusuf alayhi salam, or anyone, all of them, they won't measure to the lowest ghur of Jannat. And you'll have her forever. And you'll have your youth forever. You'll have your stamina forever. Never ever will you, just for enjoyment, and you give all that up just for this filth and dirt of this dunya, temporary little of this dunya, and how many other things related to all this filth and dirt, and you give up your ever eternal life of akhirat. Agar ye fail accha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. If this was a good thing, on the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam who were involved in this guna, Allah shouldn't send down rains of stone upon them. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came, and on one tip of one wing of his, lifted them up, threw them upside down, because they did an upside down act, and which is now today in the world. And after that, Allah Ta'ala sent down rain of stone upon such people. So this is, if we are looking for sukoon and deal, Allah walo se paoge. Those who are genuinely Allah wala, who will teach you about Allah, who haven't made you bayat, in order for money or in order for name or fame, but to take you to Allah. That is where you will find it. Otherwise, you won't find it. And in dunya, it's not kept there. Dunya is only a necessity which Islam has permitted. See to your dunya, but that's not your object. But today we are so immersed in dunya that we forget our deen also. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah mein mera qadam rakhna. And this path of suluk, of going to Allah, Hazrat says, it should never have been possible for me, for all of us. When it became possible, agar jazbe karam ke dil mein koi sada paata. When I found that Allah put that call in my heart, come to me. Now you get pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, the people who are right with great, great mashayikh, who come to their majalis, but they haven't got that call in their heart to go to Allah. They do. And a person who is far away, who is only now, there are how many people, mashallah, who are just listening on the internet, but see the difference coming in their lives. How are they changing? Otherwise, actually, sohbat is important. But there are so many people with that niyat, who are in sohbat, but they are deprived. And other people who are so far, how lot advantage and benefit they are taking, it shocks a person, mashallah, how they are taking benefit. And like, for example, this is our nature, unfortunately. And be hiss we have become. No sense. Food, delicious food, we don't think of Allah. We don't thank the wife for it. We just eat and finish. How we go for a dawat, how well it is put, but we don't notice anything. How the plates are put, the glasses exactly at a 45 degree angle. The serviette properly in every glass, but we don't notice anything. We shouldn't be impressed with this, but appreciate for your sake what the people have. Not one word of appreciation. We eat the food. What? How much trouble the woman take to prepare the food? We don't take notice. How many times your wife dresses for you? You hardly notice she's dressed for me today. No notice we take. What and what hasn't Allah made for us? The air we are breathing in. No notice. Never shukar also for this. The ground that we are walking on, if Allah had made the ground with like big, big potholes everywhere, or up and down like dunes all the time, how should we have walked? But no shukr. The minute one pothole, big complaint. And we're driving kilometers and kilometers of nice road, not one shukr. Not one shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Whole life Allah is blessing us with. We can't imagine what ni'mat. But one thing goes wrong in our life, big complaints we have got. So we don't appreciate anything. We hear talks of deen, and after that we just gone. It didn't mean anything to us. It didn't have any effect on us. We read Quran Sharif, we read kitabs, but we no banner. It doesn't have an effect. If iman was there, that إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَنِهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The iman increases. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Then وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They only try. But these things don't mean anything to us. We learn hadith, we teach hadith, we make bayans. And the person who makes it also, just for the sake of making. But on him, that effect doesn't come. So this is when iman will be kindled in our heart. Then you'll see that all these things, just looking at simple things we will look at, a blade of grass, and we'll find Allah in there. And the greatest thing, you'll see Allah in yourself. The kamal of Allah's greatest creation is this human being. How Allah has made his structure so perfect. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. His eyes, how we have made, the brains, how they are functioning, the heart, but we take no notice. We don't acknowledge, we don't make shukr, we just nothing. So when this is in our material things which we cherish so much, so a bayan where we will take benefit, where we enjoy it, and where we take the effect of it. This is all when iman will be kindled, forget our deeny things, our dunya things, simple cup of tea you will drink, glass of water, and you'll be get connected to Allah. And you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Main thak jata hoon apni dastaan-e-dard se akhtar. And this is, Hazrat says, now how much must I say, I get tired. How much I'm telling the people, I get tired of telling them, magar main kya karu, chup bhi main mujhse nahi raha jata. But I can't help it, I can't keep quiet also. This burning desire, this love which Allah has put in my heart, Hazrat says, I want it in heaven, to recognize Allah, see the favors of Allah, that whatever you enjoy, that in this world of technology today, your cell phone, your computer, your programs, whatever you are enjoying, you realize, you see Allah in all this. Behind it is nobody else but Allah. It's up to us to use it in the right way. Whatever it is, that comfortable motor car, very comfortable, and a comfortable road you are traveling, it is all the favors of Allah. These agents, they are puppets that have made it. Allah is only using them. But our eyes, mu'min's eyes are limited, that these people, the West, and it's not true also, even actual fact, it's not a true statement, but we say the West, what and what haven't they given the world? They have given this to the world, they have given that to the world, but we are so short-sighted, we can't see Allah's hand behind all this. And we attribute it to who didn't do it. They are just puppets on the stage, and it's not the West. Most of the things are not from the West, from the whole world. Who Allah wants to, He chooses them. So this iman, if it is kindled in us, this is where we will. Well, it will take us, inshallah. Or kuch sunaye maulana?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La adhan azam af abla wa shaykh arif billah rumi waqt. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtasar Nawarullah Barakatuhu. Title is Sar ko paigham hai kuch sabah se. Jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se, arz qaim hai aise gada se. Jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se, arz qaim hai aise gada se. Beniyazi hai har maasiva se, beniyazi hai har maasiva se. Rabita agar qawi hai khuda se, jisko nisbat aata ho khuda se. Arz qaim hai aise gada se, jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se. Arz qaim hai aise gada se. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se, dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. Ruh nadim hai apni khata se, dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. Ruh nadim hai apni khata se. Jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se, arz qaim hai aise gada se. Jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se, arz qaim hai aise gada se. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum, zikr tera kare baith kar hum. Chahiye ho zameen dosra se, zikr tera kare baith kar hum. Chahiye ho zameen dosra se, jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se. Arz qaim hai aise gada se, jisko nisbat aata hai khuda se. Arz qaim hai aise gada se, jisko roshan kare qudrat-e-haq, جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے، جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے، مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تا خلق کے آسرا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تا خلق کے آسرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، روح دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے۔
سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، The head has got a message for the morning wind. Saba, the morning wind. That the head, the brains have got a message that what that wonderful time is when that morning breeze blows. Jisko nismat ata hai khuda se. A person who has got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Ard qaim hai aise gada se. The world is in existence because of such mendicants, such devotees. Where we also, as Muslims, we have got it totally wrong that the world is functioning, running because of all the scientific research, all the technology, all the things. The world, Muslim only knows, only by the word Allah, the world is running. And that we all accept, yeah. But when we go out, our life also, we say, no, the world is running because of all the shops and all the businesses and the factories and the farms and all the research that is keeping the world running. On the other hand, quietly in our heart, we say that Allah is doing everything. Yeah, we say everything. As long as there is one person left to say Allah, the whole world will function. Winds will blow. Water will come. People's needs will be fulfilled. When there isn't one person left to even say Allah, then everything will be. All the scientific, at that time, science will be at its height. Technology will be much more greater height than what is now. But nobody left to say Allah, everything will be destroyed by Allah. So we understand that. But when we're out in that world, when we're in that company with those people, no, the universities do, the shops do, the businesses do, factories do, that this one company, if they don't produce this, what will happen? Then that is our yaqeen changes there. So everything, so the more a person has got Allah, and there are more people in the world with Allah, the more the world will run properly. People's needs will be satisfied. And the system of the world will run more better. Be niyazi hai har ma siwa se. The person will be independent of everyone and everything besides Allah. Rabita gar qawi hai khuda se. If our connection is strong with Allah, then we will realize, we'll see the shops are doing nothing. Businesses are doing nothing. Parliament is doing nothing. Governments, Allah is the sole doer. But if we haven't got that connection with Allah, then we see these people are doing. And that we notice. When we come in a gathering, we go in a ijtima, bayans of iman and yaqeen, all our moods are also strong. But when we go back into the dunya, no, the dunya does everything. So when our connection was strong with Allah, we saw Allah does everything. And when we go there, and when we are here, every need of ours is still being fulfilled. And there when we go, we say, no, we can't, unless we don't get involved more in dunya. And we also, then our needs will be fulfilled. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. And a person who has been blessed with this, he is not, everything besides Allah, he realizes it's valueless. It's got no power. It can't do anything. Then the heart is thankful to Allah. You blessed me with this. Ruh nadim hai apne khata se. But you are insan, you're still committing guna. Now you feel sorry of your guna. The sign when a person sincerely is feeling guilty, I've committed such gunas, I'm so guilty, that's a sign he's got connection with Allah. And a person who's committing gunas recklessly, and he says, what's wrong with it? Nothing wrong with it. A woman is dressing with her hair made up, open hair, and shorts, and stiff dressing. She say, what's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with this. She doesn't see anything wrong in it. Many people, what business they doing? What's wrong in doing this business? What's wrong in doing this? So that a person hasn't got connection with Allah. When he's got connection with Allah, whatever wrong he's involved, he feels guilty about it also. And he is thankful at the same time. These two things that, Ya Allah, what you have favored me with. And when his eyes fall on his own condition, oh Allah, how bad, what a rotten egg I am. I'm the worst, but you have given me izzat in the eyes of the people. People look up to me, people respect me, but I know how bad I am. That's a sign that person has got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. Zikr tera, kare baith kar hum, we sit together and we remember Allah Ta'ala, chahi wo zameen, chahi wo zameen, dusra se. That even if that, Mali Jafar, uska kya matlab hoga? Mali Jafar is gone. Achha, he was here. Chahi wo zameen dusra se. Whether that earth can be anywhere else, not only the masjid, out of the masjid. You go to a park, you go to anywhere where you remember Allah Ta'ala. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق, and who Allah Ta'ala gives respect and honor, who Allah makes famous in the world, وہ دیا کیا بوجھے گا ہوا سے, where can the wind ever put out that flame? That flame which Allah has lit, the flame, the wind of this dunya can't put that out. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmatullah Ali was a great alim and Sufi of recent times. He gives the example of Iman at the time of Maut, like the flame on a candle. And the winds of Shaitan, all these temptations misleading you, are blowing very strong. If you did not make effort and make that flame of yours strong, then this winds which Shaitan blows at the time of Maut will put that Iman of yours off. Shaitan tries his utmost whole life, but at the time of Maut he tries his most. Now when he's going to Allah, rob him, take him away from his Iman. He will come in the form of your mother at that time, the form of your mother, and you are thirsty, he'll offer you a glass of water that say, I am your God. Or renounce Islam, that Islam is not the true deen. And then, where if you do that, he throws that water glass also, he doesn't give you to drink. And he laughs at you, and your ruh goes out without iman. So a person has to be very careful. And if, so that flame which Allah has lit, no, the flames of shaitan cannot put it off. Once I told Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and we're very worried about the time of Maut, what will be our condition, whether our Iman will be salamati. Hazrat gave one shout, he came in Josh, and he says, don't have bad ideas about Allah. A person who becomes the friend of Allah, Allah is not that friend to let you down when you need him the most. You just become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And when you need Allah the most at the time of Maut, Allah will keep shaitan far away. He won't be able to harm you and mislead you. But if you didn't become the friend of Allah, a friend helps his friend. If you're not Allah's friend, then at the time of Maut, Allah's helping, then you fight your own case, and where can you win shaitan then? Shaitan will be too powerful with you with all these things. So just become in advance the friend of Allah. Allah will protect your iman. Allah will protect you also. Malik do jahan agar tu chahe, if you want the king of the two worlds, if you want Allah, sultanat de dare be nawase, then you just become his. Don't worry whether you Allah made you a rich man, poor man, that you don't have to worry. You just become his, and Allah will give you everything. Allah will give you the kingdom of the two worlds. You don't have to earn so much and become a rich man and have a lot of contacts and be high profile in politics and business. All you have to do is please Allah. And Allah will choose you and pull you towards Him. Aftab Nabuwat ka matla, the horizon of the sun of Nabuwat. Fokta khalq asra se, it is much more higher than what mankind could have any hope. When Allah declared, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, we have made you high, then no creation can reach that height. And Allah did not say, وَرَفَعْتُ لَكَ ذِكْرًا, that I, which is true, Allah made, but Allah used the plural. Not that Allah is in plural, Allah is one, but to show Allah's. That authority, Allah showed that great power and authority, in that Allah made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zikr so high. So when it is so high where all the world together cannot reach, how great Allah has made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aftab nubuwwat ka matla, just the horizon, the sun hasn't risen still. The horizon of the sun of nubuwwat, that the horizon, when the sun is going to rise, how the whole horizon becomes lit up. That fawqa khalq asra se, that horizon, nubuwwat hasn't still come up. When Nabuwat will come, what to say then? Just that is more than what the whole creation could ever imagine. So when the sun of Nabuwat rose, and it came to its pinnacle at Zawal time, at the bright sunshine of the afternoon, what to say then? Shani azmate jibale haram ki. If you have to want some idea of that, then forget Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, what is his position? But the mountains of the haram, the mountain of Badr, of Uhud, all these mountains of the Haram, koi puche to ghar-e-Hira se, For us, what is the honor of the mountains of the Haram from the cave of Hira, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went? Ask them. We see those mountains, we take no notice. Of anything we don't take, we never think of the eye as a ni'mat, of the brain as a ni'mat, which is with us 24 hours. When we go there, where are we going to notice that? Ask the cave of Hira, what is the honor and respect of the mountains of the Haram? Mustarib hai mera zauq e sajda. And when a person, and this is what is the tasawwuf and ihsan, that we build this connection, that which Allah has given us that capacity to awaken it and acknowledge the qudrat of Allah, that we start seeing Allah Ta'ala. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu, to baatin hai aur sakht izhaar tera. You see Allah everywhere in everything, and then now you make your sajda, see the enjoyment in that sajda which you get. But otherwise our sajdas, we don't even know we were in sajda. We had no connection with Allah. And the sajda is the play time when you got the greatest connection with Allah. At the time when you, so to say, put your head at the feet of Allah, then the greatest, Allah is so pleased with his banda. He has surrendered totally to me. Allah becomes the greatest, the most happiest. But we don't feel anything in our sajda because we haven't kindled that fire of the recognition of Allah, connection with Allah, love of Allah, appreciation of his favors. We don't. And this is what Ahlullah have to do, to awaken this in us. And to the degree it gets awakened, then see the enjoyment of that sajda of that person. Sarku pegham hai kuch saba se. When you make sajda there, then we can understand the title of the poem, that the brain has got some message for the morning wind. The morning wind of tahajjud, when you make your sajda at that time. And you lift your hands to Allah at the time of tahajjud, at the time of fajr, which is a very special time, at the time of ishraq, which is a very special time. Those times, now you have, your brain makes connection now. And then you see what Allah Ta'ala gives you. But that is when that has been kindled and awakened in us, then we can make that connection. If your battery is flat, you can't make your cell phone is dead, you can't make connection anywhere. Your computer is dead, your batteries are flat, you haven't got any power. So when our batteries are flat, there is nothing. And this object of coming here is not just to be present, but to try and recharge our batteries. Make them 100% fully charged. And then see every aspect of ours. Then sajda, what we'll enjoy. Your food you'll enjoy. Your wife you'll enjoy. Your children. Your home you will enjoy. You'll make shukr for all these names. For every namat of Allah. Mujh par barsade daryaye rahmat. Oh Allah, shower your big rivers of rahmat. Let cascades, waterfalls of them fall on my head. Mangta hai ye akhtar khuda se. This is what I ask you of Allah. We ask for more money, which is not even the smallest portion of the wing of a mosquito. We are asking for that. Oh Allah, I want a bigger house. I want more money. I want this, I want that. What we really need is the rahmat of Allah which comes down upon us. May Allah bless us with these realities. Let it not be just coming, sitting, going, but that this reality comes into us. And Hazrat's poems, Allahu Akbar. What Hazrat was filled with, we cannot imagine. We can get some idea in the poems of Hazrat. What Allah had filled in the heart of Hazrat. And Hazrat's burning desire was, everyone must get. Hazrat said, I've become sick. Because of the stroke I got, because you people are not taking what I'm giving you. What I want you to become, you're not becoming that. We're just sitting, we're just listening. Take this and make the Ahlullah happy. Hazrat in his qabr will become so happy if what he has put in here, he has put his whole heart into these books. And if we can take from it one bit, our life will be made. And Allah will make us a source of hidayat for so many other people. This is that kaifiyat ihsani. The sifate qalbiya, the condition of the heart, this is what we have to get. That is the main thing. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Zikr kara do. Kafi waqt hai, achhi tarah se.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، قلب پتا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، میرے لیے تو بحروں بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو، سوجے مجھ کو کونوں مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو، سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو، سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، جود و کرم کی شان گدا کو کھل کر اب اے شاہ دکھا، قرب خاص عطا فرما ایوان کی اپنے راہ دکھا، جلوہ اب تو کھل بندوں ہی بس اب میرے ماہ دکھا، پردہ اٹھا دے نور اپنا ہر وقت دکھا ہر گاہ دکھا، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو، میری ناؤ کا کیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو، جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہو گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، آئے نظر ذرے ذرے میں صاف تری قدرت مجھ کو، عالم کثرت بھی ہو جائے آئینہ وحدت مجھ کو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، آئے نظر ذرے ذرے میں صاف تری قدرت مجھ کو، عالم کثرت بھی ہو جائے آئینہ وحدت مجھ کو، باغ جہاں میں تو محسوس ہو اب مثل نگہت مجھ کو، مشک تصور اتنی بڑی جلوت میں بھی خلوت مجھ کو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ، الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ 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 اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو باہر ہو دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب پتا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحروں بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناؤ کا کیون ہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 جود و کرم کی شان گدا کو کھل کر اب اے شاہ دکھا قرب خاص عطا فرما ایوان کی اپنے راہ دکھا جلوہ اب تو کھلے بندوں ہی بس اے میرے ماہ دکھا پردہ اٹھا دے نور تو اپنا ہر وقت دکھا ہر گاہ دکھا کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 اللہ
One thing I mentioned few times long ago, if somebody remembers how to appreciate it, that Bu Ali Sina, ever Sina, what he said about women, their condition of their life. What I remember the first part, when she's a young girl, Lu'batul La'ibin. She's a doll in the play, in people play around with her. And when she becomes very old, not very old, then she becomes Ajuzan fil Ghabirin. But the in-between things, if anyone can remember, I'm looking for that. I don't know where I wrote it, where it is. If anyone has got it, please let me have it, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعفه وعورته وذنبه وخطيئة اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين